Objective: this study aimed to test the direct and indirect relationships between cyber victimization and disordered eating among adolescent girls, with appearance comparison, body dissatisfaction, and self-esteem examined as parallel and sequential mediators. Methods and materials: a cross-sectional correlational study was conducted with 648 adolescent girls aged 13-18 years who were recruited from 12 public secondary schools in Ontario, British Columbia, and Alberta, Canada. Participants completed standardized measures of cyber victimization, appearance comparison, body dissatisfaction, self-esteem, and disordered eating. Data were analyzed using descriptive statistics, Pearson correlations, confirmatory factor analysis, and structural equation modeling. Model fit was evaluated using the comparative fit index, Tucker-Lewis index, root mean square error of approximation, and standardized root mean square residual. Indirect effects were tested using 10,000 bias-corrected bootstrap samples. Findings: the proposed partially mediated structural model demonstrated good fit to the data. Chi-squared 1090 equals 1,754.91, CFI equals 0.95, TLI equals 0.946, RMSEA equals 0.031, and SRMR equals 0.043. Cyber victimization significantly predicted appearance comparison, body dissatisfaction, lower self-esteem, and disordered eating. Appearance comparison significantly predicted body dissatisfaction, lower self-esteem, and disordered eating, while body dissatisfaction significantly predicted lower self-esteem and greater disordered eating. Self-esteem was negatively associated with disordered eating. All hypothesized specific indirect effects were significant. The total indirect effect of cyber victimization on disordered eating was 0.272, whereas the total effect was 0.372. The model explained 17% of the variance in appearance comparison, 52% in body dissatisfaction, 49% in self-esteem, and 61% in disordered eating. Conclusion: cyber victimization was associated with disordered eating both directly and through interconnected appearance-related and self-evaluative mechanisms, highlighting appearance comparison, body dissatisfaction, and self-esteem as important targets for prevention and intervention.